The Little Ski Hill opened in 1937, and it was a small recreational ski area for the town of McCall and New Meadows and Cascade. It was really known for its big jump, and there were many jumpers that came out of the McCall area. And quite frankly, they outgrew the Little Ski Hill. In the late 1950s, they had some of their hometown kids going off to the Olympics, and they really needed a larger mountain to train their kids for the downhill and slalom racing.
And that led to Brundage in 1961.
It did. Corey Ingen, who was an Olympic skier and the instructor for the area, Warren Brown, who owned the mill, they got together in the late 1950s, around 1957, and started batting around the idea of creating a larger ski area for central Idaho. They brought on board Jack Simplot to help them with the financing. And in just 2.5 short years, they worked with the Forest Service and looked at about 4 or 5 different locations. And they managed to open Brundage Mountain on Thanksgiving Day, November 23rd, 1961, which is a remarkable feat to plan and jump through all the bureaucratic hoops and open a ski area in that short of time.
And the book moves on from there. We talk about a lot about Brundage, both the history and the current, and you've got pictures. This is really a picture book. How did you go about finding all these beautiful pictures?
Well, there's over 280 photographs. I was so lucky because Brundage Mountain has a rich archives, and it includes the early history of the skiing from the 1920s to the present day. And then many, many people came to me with their photographs. Jerry Cornelius, who lives in Nampa, brought me his professional photographs of Brundage Mountain that he took the first year they opened in 1961-62.
Now, you've got all kinds of people along with pictures in this book. You've got a lot of little profile sections on folks who have been important to Brundage or made an impact. Is there one or two that are your favorite?
Well, I love the profile on Abby Johnson, and Abby is probably one of the oldest skiers up at Brundage. She had a small little stroke a few years ago, and she said that her doctor almost forbid her from skiing. And she says, there's no way I'm going to die in a rocking chair. So she comes out with a good friend. Her husband has retired from skiing, but she meets a friend from North Idaho, and she is from North Idaho herself, and comes to spend the entire winter in the New Meadows area. And just about daily, you'll see Abby on the hill skiing her favorite run, rodeo. And she does wear a helmet, and she says, I love to ski fast.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, I wanted to ask you, how did Brundage Mountain get its name?
Many people have offered stories, and when I did the research, I had to find out which stories were true and which were false. And the true story is in the late 1890s, there was a sheepman by the name of Winfield Scott Brundage, and he would summer his sheep on Brundage Mountain. And so he actually went through a log jam and brought his sheep up on the mountain and found a perfect place for summering his sheep. And so the Forest Service actually named Brundage Mountain after Mr. Brundage, who was the first to summer his sheep in that area.